If I could turn back the hands of time.
The legends, the pioneers, the movers and shakers who have helped make Christian music what it is today.
This is the Hands of Time.
Their music, the classics, the hits.
An historical look at the Christian music genre from the Jesus movement to today.
This is the Hands of Time. Hi, Bill Nance.
And Melody Morris, your hosts. Thanks for listening to this short demo of the Hands of Time. This syndicated 52-week series features 27 one-hour weekly programs, each spotlighting one of Christian music's classic artists or groups. And there's more, Bill.
Oh, indeed. 25 one-hour programs, and each of those will focus on a specific year of Christian music, top hits, interesting facts, too, about those songs. We'll have trivia questions and interactive fun.
In this demo, we'll get a taste of those interviews.
But first, meet your hosts.
Bill Nance is a 40-plus year veteran of radio and television broadcasting, the recipient of more than 50 state, regional, and national awards for journalistic broadcast excellence. Bill has served as program director and morning show host at 93.7 WFCJ Dayton, Cincinnati for more than 20 years. He was inducted into the Dayton Area Broadcasters Hall of Fame in 2007.
Melody Morris has 15-plus years' experience in radio and television and has more than 30 years of public presentation experience. She has served as Morning Drive co-host and news anchor, as well as director of marketing and public relations for 10-plus years at 50,000-watt WFCJ, Dayton, Cincinnati.
The Hands of Time comes to you absolutely free of charge. It contains 5 minutes of national spots and offers 5 minutes of local avails for affiliate sales.
The hour showcases such legendary artists as The Imperials, Sandy Patty, Michael Card, Evie, Phillips Craig and Dean, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Bill Gaither, and many more. So pull up a chair to the table with us as they share from their heart their lives, their ministry, their story.
There's no other Christian series like it. You'll hear rich history in the interviews and the classic music made popular by the artists. Here's a taste of the Hands of Time, beginning with Phil Kagi.
Well, I guess, Phil, you're not a singer who happens just to play the guitar, because you take that instrumental part of your career and your music very seriously, and probably you would recall Duane Eddy, The Ventures, and some of those pop artists. And,
totally.
And with many of the Christian artists of today who grew up in that era when you didn't have contemporary Christian music, you had to sort of cut your teeth on what was out there in the pop field and then take some of those qualities to do what you're doing for today, for example.
Well, that's right. You know, some people say, well, you know, if you're a Christian, you shouldn't be talking about the Beatles. I'm singing for Jesus today partly because of the influence of Elvis and the Beatles and the Everly Brothers and Fats Domino and Jimmy Clanton. I mean, people that got me excited about music as a kid. And so I owe a lot to them.
Here's another Hands of Time guest, Larnell Harris.
Who was influential in your life musically? Who were you listening to?
You know, that was one of the problems, one of the issues, and probably one of the blessings as well. I didn't copy anybody because I hadn't heard them. You know, I hadn't heard anybody. I grew up in Danville, Kentucky. We did not have a lot of people come through there. I was more bent on simply sharing Christ. I didn't talk much about myself. I talked about what God had done in my heart. You know, my prayer really hasn't changed much since that first concert. Lord, put something in my heart. Teach me how to give it away.
Another example of a pioneer artist on the Hands of Time, Nancy Honeytree.
Who did the Lord use in your life to pull you out of the drug scene and to get you focused on Him?
Well, I lived in Iowa, and my sister had moved here to Fort Wayne. She was going to art school, and a revival broke out in the art school. There was a young man who was leading kids to the Lord. His name is John Lloyd. He was here in Fort Wayne, and there was a revival breaking out in the art school. And those kids witnessed to me, and they introduced me to John, and we were both musicians, and we sat around and played and sang, and they told me the gospel and took me to church, and the next day I got saved. I just realized that the Lord was talking to me, and I asked Jesus into my heart.
The Hands of Time preserves the rich history of Christian music from the Jesus Movement to today. It tells a story easily lost on today's generation.
Well, there's an old adage, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. The Hands of Time tells the story and charts the course from the past to the present, a legacy for generations to come.
52 one-hour weekly programs available to you free of charge, each with 5 national spots and 5 minutes for local avails for your station.
To contact us, phone 937-620-2082 or email Bill Nance, BILLNANCE 3 at AOL.com.
The Hands of Time, worth looking at and listening to.
We thank you in advance for your support.
If I could turn back the hands of time.